Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
All right, good morning. Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Exclusively on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm Dominic Aragon. I'm filling in for David Swope this weekend. RacingExperts.com, and we're going to be talking about all automobile and related motorsports activities around the state on the national scene. Hey, whether it has two wheels or four wheels, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. If you're into it, we're into it, because this is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsport-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. So we got a lot to get to today. David's actually going to be out of state this weekend because he's going to the Grand Prix in Austin, the only F1 race held in the United States currently. So we're going to be hearing a lot from David next week, I'm sure, when he returns to the driver's seat. But we have a great show lined up for you guys today. We have a few guests lined up. We've talked with some NASCAR drivers. We're going to have a NASCAR driver on later. We're going to have someone live from the track. But first, I want to bring in veteran sports reporter and motorsport journalist Sam Smith. Sam, great to have you on the show this morning.
Hey, it's good to be here, Dominic. Let's talk a little racing, specifically White Knuckle Weekend Fall Edition over in Talladega. Got to look forward to that weekend. Going to be a great race tomorrow.
I've always thought about it like this, right? If you're a racing fan and you love to see the field equalized, you love to see these drivers go out and have any chance to win. Like Jeff Bodine calls it, man, You throw the dice, it's a crapshoot. You have no idea who's going to win. You have no idea who's going to lead laps or even win the pole.
Survival is the key at Talladega, because you always wait for that 20-car wreck about midway through the race, and you're just wondering who's going to trigger it. And for guys like Brad Keselowski, you can't be part of that madness tomorrow. You've just got to be patient. Put yourself in position to win this thing and stay alive as they trim the field from 12. To 8.
That's right. Talladega is a chase elimination race. We're going to cut the field, like you said, from 12 to 8. Four drivers will see their championship hopes dash tomorrow. And we have a plethora of great drivers below that cut line. And when you look, Denny Hamlin, our Daytona 500 winner this year, he's a three-time winner in 2016. Brad Keselowski, a four-time winner this year and a four-time winner at Talladega. They were in this position 1 year ago, or excuse me, 2 years ago. Keselowski was in a must-win situation entering Talladega in 2014, and he got the job done.
Got a little help from his teammate Joey Logano getting that checkered flag at Talladega, keeping his hopes alive, and he made it pay off, didn't he? But this year, Joey's on that cut line along with Keselowski. I don't know if they're going to be playing nice with each other tomorrow.
You're absolutely right. Who would have thought, right, after two rounds of the chase, we're sitting here talking about both Penske cars facing elimination. We saw that in the first round with Chip Ganassi. Larson and McMurray both fell below the cut line. They did not advance past Dover. But I didn't know if we would necessarily be talking about the 2 and 22 facing elimination at Talladega.
Think about this, though, Dominic. Not only that, but you're looking at guys like Carl Edwards, a guy who has never run traditionally well at Talladega. He's got to come up. He's got to step up tomorrow. You know, you got the young bucks like Austin Dillon and Chase Elliott. They've got to step up tomorrow. A lot of people, even Martin Truex Jr., a guy that I like this weekend, he's got to come with it tomorrow, because one flat tire, you get caught in that 20-car wreck that you know is coming, and it's curtains, baby.
Absolutely, and you look at the points, too, and you bring up Chase Elliott. Okay, you've been covering NASCAR since the 1990s, so you've seen a lot of drivers move up through the sport. You've seen drivers come and go. Where does this rookie class, especially the likes of Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney, kind of stack up to other rookie classes you've seen?
Oh, my goodness. This is about as good as it gets, you know. But every time I think of Chase, I keep wanting to compare him to Dad, Awesome Bill from Dawsonville. And I just have to step back a little bit. Chase is a different driver than Bill. Bill was more aggressive, but Chase has learned to be patient, especially on the super speedways. He's got to come with it tomorrow, though. You know, but the rookie class this year, I like them. Let's see where they are 5 years down the line. Chase has been hyped this year. He's lived up to it. Solid season this year. Now let's see where he goes 5 years down the line, because, you know, we've seen some guys start off gangbusters on the Sprint Cup circuit, and then about 3-4 years later, they're switching rides, and they're not the number one guy in their on their team or the number one hype guy. And, well, we just have to see how the other drivers adjust to him and see where he is down the line about 5 years from now.
You got it. And you look at Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney. They've just impressed me so much this season. We did some looking earlier this year. And you look at the likes of Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney. Twice this year, they have finished in the top five in the same race. Now on the surface, right, that sounds very impressive. Maybe that sounds kind of standard for what these guys have done. But it's only the ninth time in NASCAR history that it's only happened nine times that these guys have finished top five in the same race. Where two rookies finished top five in the same race. Jimmy Johnson and Ryan Newman did it twice.
But are you surprised at that, Bill? I mean,
no.
These guys came in with a lot of hype, particularly Chase. I mean, he was on the front row at the Daytona 500 back in February. So you know he's got the goods. You know he's got the ability. Same with Blaney. They both run well this year. Very impressive. Blaney's not one of the top 12. His time will come, though. I really like him as well.
Well, that's a driver that started off in chase contention, and even up until about 10 races left to go in the regular season, he held a chase position. And one thing you hear about these two drivers, the difference, I'm not taking anything away from Chris Buescher or Brian Scott, but these two boys have been a part of the sport their whole life because their dads raced.
They grew up in it. I mean, when you grow up in it, I mean, Dale Jr., think about that. I mean, he was in there. You know, the Bodine brothers. You can talk about the Wallace brothers, the Waltrip brothers. When it's in the bloodlines, it's in the bloodlines. And you can tell on the racetrack. You know, we talked earlier this week off camera and off radio about the Petties and, you know, Lee, Richard, Kyle, and, of course, the late Adam, rest in peace. And, I, you know, when it's in the bloodlines, it's in the bloodlines. And I just can't wait to see the next generation and see how they mature. Blaney, Chase, you're getting me fired up here, man.
It kind of reminds me of the rookie class of 93, Jeff Gordon, Bobby Labonte. Those, you only have to mention those two names in that rookie class. And you look at what they accomplished, five championships between them, over 100 wins at the Sprint Cup level.
Jeff Gordon, Bobby Labonte. Bobby is one of my favorite drivers. I could tell you stories about Bobby Labonte all day. I could start with a commercial I shot with him in Greenville, South Carolina about, oh, 7-8 years ago. But I digress. We're talking about what they've left in the legacy of the sport. And again, and see, you bring up Bobby Labonte, another racing family. Big brother Terry led the way, and then Bobby followed in his footsteps. And Jeff Gordon, come on, man. Come on. His legacy is complete. And, of course, the biggest thing Jeff may have done may have been off the track. He brought Jimmy Johnson into the Hendrick fold, and Jimmy may outdo Jeff before it's all done. Let's not forget about Jimmy Johnson. I mean, he's just been – I mean, you talk about the rookie class with 93 with Jeff and Bobby, but Jeff's biggest legacy may be Jimmy.
Absolutely, and half owner of that car. And look at Johnson this year. This will be the first time under this chase format, right? Isn't that hard to believe? He's making it to the round of eight because he was eliminated in the first round last year. He was eliminated in this round 2 years ago. So you look.
We are so used to Jimmy Johnson being in it. You know, the slump is over as far as I'm concerned. I mean, last year was a fluke. 15 was a fluke. And now, hey, he's back where I think he belongs, in the chase. I mean, there are certain drivers, Dominic, when mm-hmm. you look at it, they need to be in the chase. And Jimmy Johnson is one of those guys. And I also expect that one of the Busch boys will be there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Even looking at the run that Kyle had last year and the run that Kurt had, both of them missing the Daytona 500, coming back to make the chase, winning races, and Kyle going on the extraordinary run to win the championship. It just mind blows you because that Hollywood couldn't have scripted a better finish to that season.
Yes, they could have. Then Jeff Gordon could have won it.
That
now
is
you
true.
See, you see what side of the fence I'm on. You see what side of the
yeah,
I mean,
oh, yeah.
Obviously with Kurt breaking his leg, going through what he went through, rallying to win the cup, stealing Jeff's thunder. Yeah, I'm still not happy about this.
I mean, and you look at those stats, too. Jeff Gordon's not obviously racing this weekend. Martinsville might be his last cup race. Bobby Labonte will likely, so the rumor goes, that Talladega may be his last race this weekend. But back to Jeff. You look at the stats that man left behind when he exited the 24 car last year. according to the research we've done, these were NASCAR records before he retired, right? 7 consecutive top tens to finish a career. He won a race in his final season, and Tony Stewart's probably going to be the only one to do that, along with Ned Jarrett and Bobby Allison. You look at him finishing top 10 in points, only Rusty Wallace did that in 2005, and he led laps in his final 2 races. So Gordon left behind these great stats, but came back this year. Do you think that will have an impact on his legacy?
Absolutely not, because we know why he came back. He came back because Junior can't drive. He still hasn't been cleared to drive, as far as I know, with the concussions. So, no, I think this will add to the legacy, because, you know, it was Jeff who encouraged Rick to bring Junior, if you recall, a few years ago, into the fold. So, again, this is and this is Jeff giving back to Dale Sr., because we know the impact Dale Sr. had on Jeff when he was a neophyte and getting booed all over the Southeast when he was racing in Darlington, tracks like Atlanta. It was Dale that said, hey, this guy's legit. This is Jeff giving back. I think it adds to his legacy.
Absolutely, and Dover a few weeks ago was the first time ever that Jeff Gordon finished top 10 in a Cup ride without the number 24 car. That's hard to fathom, I think, for Jeff Gordon fans.
You would throw that curveball at me. I mean, come on, he's driving the 88 car. He's still on the Hendrick team. Everybody, how can you not root for Jeff? How can you? Of course, the top 10 finish at Dover kind of speaks for itself. I was kind of hoping it would be a top 5, personally.
Well, he's going to get the chance to defend his Martinsville win, so we'll get to see that next week in the 88 ride.
That might be one of his best tracks. If you look at his career, he was always dominant at Martinsville. So, no, it wouldn't be a shock.
No. It'd be his 12th unprecedented win. So we're going to wrap it up here. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear from NASCAR driver Ryan Reed. So you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report exclusively on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
This is Darrell Walter, 3-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
On your wedding day, you can compromise on the guest list. You can compromise on the flowers. Can even compromise on the band, but never ever compromise on the ring. Make sure it's from Shelton Jewelers. From our traditional setting to something with exotic multicolored stones, Shelton's offers a huge selection of wedding rings. If you have a specific idea in mind, Shelton's designers will work with you to create a custom piece. Eric Shelton travels the world to find the highest quality gemstones for his ring. Every one of the micro set diamonds is hand set by an experienced artisan, and we don't sell treated or color enhanced unless requested. So every wedding ring is a completely unique heirloom. Maybe that's why Shelton's has received accolades from magazines like the National Jeweler. Your wedding day is a once-in-a-lifetime event. Make sure your ring lives up to it. Visit us on Montgomery in Louisiana or at sheltonjewelers.com.
The holidays are right around the corner, and it's never too early to book your party at Prairie Star Restaurant and Wine Bar. Holiday parties, cocktail parties, business meetings, reunions, weddings, birthdays, and more. Prairie Star does it all in a beautiful setting. Schedule your event 7 days a week and take advantage of their outstanding menu available for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Whether your party is small or large, Prairie Star has to be your choice. Book your party today, 867-3327, 867-3327.
Casa de Benavides for authentic and delicious New Mexican food like homemade enchiladas, tacos, tamales, and more. Made with delicious house-made green or red chili and Albuquerque the Magazine's top 5 restaurant with a full bar. It's Casa de Benavides, 1 block south of Paseo on 4th Street.
It's Stinkin' Good Septic Service. Atlas Pumping is your number one septic company. They have been servicing the Albuquerque and surrounding area for over 45 years. When you need the stink gone, think Atlas Pumping. Stinkin' Good Septic Service, 898-3936, 898-3936.
You know who's going to win the game, right? Now is the time to join the thousands of online players at MyBookie, because this is the last week MyBookie will match your deposit with a 100% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO to activate the 100% bonus offer, but you have to act this week to get your 100% bonus at MyBookie. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They have in-game live betting, so you can even place a bet after kickoff. And unlike some other websites you might find, MyBookie offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win, real Vegas odds and incredible player props. And this is the last week MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar, up to $1,000 when you use the promo code RADIO. So join now. Pull out your smartphone and sign up with their user-friendly mobile site. You play, you win, you get paid. Visit MyBookie.lv or call 844-900-BETS and take advantage of the final week to get your 100% deposit bonus. Expert or rookie, you gotta check out MyBookie. Sign up today.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Dominic Ottagon, Sam Smith here in the studio, filling in for David Schultz this weekend. So, hey, take a listen to this one, man. New Mexico's only custom builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine, the one we're just hearing. It's the only month, it's a monthly full-color feature, business spotlight, reader fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Get to pick up a copy at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Lunas, Belen, or even Socorro, that far south. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car have made New Mexico Rods and Rides a staple magazine and a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today. So we're back here. We got to tell you guys, Talladega is going to be awesome this weekend. Earlier this week, we had the opportunity to speak with NASCAR Xfinity Series driver Ryan Reed. Reed is in the final eight drivers in contention to advance to Homestead for the championship in the Xfinity Series. He is going to be making, or at least attempting to make, his Sprint Cup Series debut this weekend with qualifying later this week, or later today at Talladega Super Speedway. So, yeah, we had the chance to talk with Ryan. Let's go ahead and roll on that.
We'll first begin by talking about the Cup Series ride and entering Talladega this weekend. How did that deal all come together, and why was Talladega chosen?
Yeah, I mean, I think, my goal my whole life, it's to be a Sprint Cup Series driver, and I've had a great time in the Xfinity Series the last couple of years, and we felt like when we started this deal, we wanted to figure out how to grow it to Sprint Cup Series, and so this is just kind of a step in that direction, a huge step in that direction, and so it takes so many different people. It's not just me saying I'm ready or the race team saying, hey Ryan, I want you to be in the Sprint Cup Series. Obviously you have we have partners with Lilly Diabetes and American Diabetes Association, and Jack Ravish is obviously very involved in that. I'm involved in it, but we were all excited about the opportunity, and we've had some success on the Xfinity side at the plate races, so I think just all that, just kind of helped get all that in motion and get us going in that direction.
Excellent. Yeah, and talk about being a non-charter team this weekend trying for the Talladega race, and how much pressure and confidence you guys have in making the race today.
Well, I mean, I have all the confidence in the world, as long as there's the weather looks great. And so I know Ross Chumley is going to bring a really strong Fortesian down there for us to qualify in. And so, that it's back to single car qualifying, I think when it was the group qualifying, there was probably a lot more pressure, other than the, chance of it raining out, I'm not too stressed out about making the show. I have a lot of confidence, and, I think I'm just looking forward to getting down there, getting some practice, and just kind of learning the draft in the Cup car, because there's going to be some differences compared to the Xfinity car, so I'm really excited about going down there and just have a weekend full of learning and having some fun.
Excellent, and obviously everybody's goal running a Sprint Cup race is going to be to win. But additionally, what are some goals for you guys this weekend, and what would be a successful Talladega race weekend for you?
I don't feel a ton of pressure to go down there, and like I don't feel like it's a must-win situation for me. I don't feel like my whole career hinges on this opportunity. I think it's a great opportunity for me to get a lot of experience, and to, you know, for me, it's about running the whole race, logging all the laps, staying out of trouble. And so, you know, I have great teammates to lean on with Ricky, Trevor, and Greg, you know, and obviously Chris being in that alliance. You know, I've worked with Chris in the Xfinity Series a lot. He was a great teammate. And so, just going to go there. And like I said, I think the name of the game for me personally is to just learn and soak it all up and enjoy the moment. So, I feel way more pressure on the Xfinity seat side right now, you know, in the middle of the playoffs, in the middle of our chase. So there's way more pressure on that side. This is a weekend full of fun and just trying to stay calm and stay out of trouble.
And how much will you be leaning on those guys, and especially with their wealth of experience at those Super Speedway races?
A ton, you know. And so, you know, Rush Runway does a great job of having team meetings where we all sit down and talk about a race, talk about, you know, what's going on there, if they've learned anything in practice, whether that's set up or, you know, the things that they've done inside the car to driving-wise. And so there'll be a lot of time to communicate and learn from each other. And so I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to not just learn about this weekend, but just see how they do things in general and get a feel for how they do it on the Cup side. I think it's going to be a great experience that I can even carry over to the Xfinity side for the rest of the year.
And speaking of Xfinity, you're one of the final drivers here before the round of four. Sitting 2 points back, how much was an off week needed this week for the Xfinity side to kind of regroup and get ready for Texas?
Yeah, you know, I think we have 2 weekends off here, and so we're working really hard. We know that we have an opportunity to, you know, find some speed if we can make the right changes at the shop and go into Texas with a little more momentum, a little more speed. I think we all know that we need a little more speed off the truck to contend with some of the guys and to be able to put ourselves in position to get into that final four. We're only 2 points out, so very, very doable. You know, I was, last weekend in Kansas was kind of an up-and-down weekend, had a plug wire to start the race, come loose, went a couple laps down dealing with that, and then but we still rallied back to a decent finish and got us, you know, some points made up at the end of the race, so we at least have a shot going into Texas Phoenix.
And if you guys can make the Final Four, and obviously with all the scenarios and points, and go down to Homestead and even possibly win the championship, what would that mean, especially even if your team was to do that and maybe not even win a race this season?
Yeah, well, I mean, we still have three races left to try and get a win, so hopefully, you know, we put ourselves in a position to do that. But, it's very doable, like you said, only being 2 points out. Once, you know, if we can dig deep and get into that Final Four, anything can happen down in Homestead. So, you know, my goal is to, like I said, be at the shop, do everything we can to find a little more speed, and so we can contend for wins. If you're winning races, obviously, the rest takes care of itself. You know, you're putting yourself in a position, you're doing all you can. But right now, we still need to find a little more speed back in the shop to contend for wins. So, I can't even put into words what it would mean for me and my guys. There's no more deserving group of guys. You know, if we don't make the Final Four, or if we do make Final Four, but we don't win the championship, it's not going to be from a lack of effort. All the guys on our 16 team do an amazing job, and it'd be so awesome to get, you know, our partners with the Lilly Diabetes and American Diabetes Association hopefully a win by the end of the season, and more importantly, a championship.
And you talk a lot about your sponsor, and your sponsor has been with you now for a few seasons, especially in the Xfinity Series. And JSki.com is reporting that you guys have a multi-year deal, but doesn't really talk about some of the stuff for next year. What do 2017 plans hold for Ryan Reed and your sponsor?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're working really hard on 2017, and I feel confident in the direction that's headed. But for right now, just really focused on the end of the season with the Xfinity Series. Obviously, like you said, talked a lot about championship hunts, so head down, working on that, and then also just, you know, really focused right now on our Sprint Cup start. So, you know, with the guys back at Roush Fenway, you know, and the folks at Lilly and ADA, I know that they'll work really hard and really confident that we'll continue our relationship. Like you said, we've had a great relationship over the last few years, and just look forward to continuing to grow that relationship and, you know, just continue to see how we can, you know, continue to make a difference in the diabetes community, both on and off the racetrack. You know, that's been the coolest part of the program for me is to see the impact we've made in the diabetes community and within the NASCAR community. It's been a lot of fun, and like I said, the future is looking bright.
Absolutely, and with your sponsor, being an advocate with someone with diabetes, how often do fans come up to you at the racetrack and talk about that and talk about the difference that they're seeing on the racetrack and the difference that your sponsor is making as well?
All the time. You know, I can't believe, you know, I think, you know, over the last 3 years, we've really made an impact, and obviously almost every NASCAR fan has seen the Lilly diabetes and the drug stop diabetes car out there racing, you know, and so we've been very obviously upfront about me racing with diabetes, and to see the response from the fans has been so rewarding. You know, I hear so many fans come to me and tell me their story, whether it's they themselves living with diabetes or a loved one living with diabetes, and so I think that's, you know, probably the most rewarding thing that I've seen, you know, short of, you know, a kid coming up to me and telling me, you know, that I've inspired them to chase their dreams, you know, and not let diabetes hold them back. You know, I think that those are the stories that really put in perspective how important this program is and what it means to people.
Excellent. And as we start wrapping up here, looking towards 2017, what direction does your sponsor feel they want to go, especially if it's going to be a Cup ride or an Xfinity Series ride?
You know, I think, you know, obviously the better result we have, you know, as we go down the stretch, obviously being in the championship hunt has excited everyone, you know, so. My goal is to just go out there and be the best race car driver I can be, manage my diabetes and take care of myself and, just, you know, be, just do everything that I can, to be the best at everything that I'm doing. And, you know, the rest will take care of itself. So, I want to continue. I want to ultimately be a Sprint Cup Series driver one day, but, you know, 23 years old and driving race cars for a living. So just having a blast right now, living the dream and, want to continue that.
Excellent. And lastly, as we wrap up here, how likely is it that we're going to see you with Eric Jones running for Rookie of the Year in the Sprint Cup Series next year?
Oh, man, I don't know. Like I said, it's, you know, 2017 is so far away in my book. I got a championship to run for, and so right now I want to beat Eric Jones for the Xfinity Series championship. That's more important to me than anything right now. So 2017 might as well be 10 years away from me right now. It's just head down on, I don't know, I've said it a few times, but there's so much going on right now with championship hunting that has 100% of my focus.
Excellent. Last question here. Jack Roush, has he talked at all about putting you in the Cup Series next year?
You know, me and Jack have talked a lot about the future and where we want to be. And, you know, when I signed up with Jack, it was to be a development driver for him and ultimately be one of his Cup drivers. So that's what everyone's working for, and that's what I'm, you know, seeing, you know, day in and day out working towards. So. Hopefully we can make that happen.
Ryan Reed, a man that I fully expect to be in the Sprint Cup Series next year. I think he is. It's his time, Dominic. He's 23 years old. He's only going up. I really think that we're going to be talking about him. Eric Jones, who's expected to be a rookie next year. We're going to be talking about them. And as well as Ryan Blaney, as well as Chase Elliott, that next generation of NASCAR stars. I really expect that.
Absolutely. And while we were sitting here listening to the interview, talking about this as well, we just got a little information here from somebody close to the situation. Hearing that Greg Biffle will be joining JTG Doherty Racing next season as a second entry. This is unconfirmed. This may be speculation at this point, but this also entertains the fact that Ryan Reed may be moving up to Cup next year.
Quote, unquote, the little birdies in the sky are talking, and you know when guys clam up in NASCAR circles, you know something's happening. There is smoke. We just got to find the fire, Dominic. It's going to be a matter of time before we find out who Ryan Reed will be driving for on the Sprint Cup circuit next year.
Absolutely. And on the other side of the break, stay here, guys. We have a very special treat for you. We're going to have retired NASCAR driver Jeff Bodine on the show this morning. So you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
This is Justin Allgaier. You're listening to ESPN Albuquerque 101.7 The Team. I hit too heavy and my sight grew dim.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Chase, it's time to take your social media game to the next level.
Like how?
For example, I just asked what your rookie nickname should be and got 400 responses.
Let me see that. Outer Space Chase? High Speed Chase? Sparky?
Isn't the internet a beautiful thing, Sparky?
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr.
Do you play baseball, basketball, or hockey? Maybe you like to hit the gym. You can do all this and more at the McDermott Athletic Center, the MAC. Coming in November, the MAC will be offering indoor batting cages, basketball courts, ice skating, and a fully equipped weight room. Located in Rio Rancho, the MAC will be the metro area's premier indoor sports facility. Visit themacsports.com or call 892-9222 to find out more. Individual and team rentals, lessons, and camps. We'll see you at the MAC.
Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the Southwest hot rod scene. Yearwood Performance is the expert, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories. Everything you need all in one place. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Yearwood Performance. 341 Eubank just south of I-40 and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road across from Costco on the west side. Buy local, save time and money. Yearwoodperformance.com.
Nobody, and we mean nobody, covers college football like ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Every Saturday, count on the best matchups in the country, including Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, Auburn, OU, Texas, USC, Notre Dame, and more. Make ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team your home every Saturday for the very best college football from across the country. Sponsored in part by Oxford Wealth Advisors, U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union, JJ's Premier Tires and Service, JPR Gravel, and Roadrunner Ready Mix on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
Experience the atmosphere of a true Celtic pub right here in New Mexico. Two Fools Tavern whisks you across the pond into the heart of Dublin or Scotland's Glasgow. Enjoy our extensive menu with fine pub fare, including Two Fools award-winning fish and chips, while sipping on one of our extensive craft beers, or explore one of the largest whiskey selections, including over 100 single malt scotches. Two Fools Tavern, proud sponsor of Lobo Soccer, located on Central in Knob Hill, where the crack is mighty.
Sandia Golf Club is the perfect place to play this fall. Come play this championship caliber course and play where the pros play, right here in your own backyard. Sandia Golf Club is in excellent shape and has daily website specials. Make Sandia Golf Club your home course. Book your tee time today at sandiagolf.com. That's sandiagolf.com for the best rate guaranteed. And don't forget about the pro shop at the Sandia Golf Club for the latest equipment and newest golf apparel.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Dominic Ottagon, Sam Smith filling in for David this weekend. He's out in Austin. So, since 1968, right, Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the Southwest hot rod scene. Yearwood Performance, they're the experts. They give you the edge you need on and off the racetrack and on the track. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. They have carburetors, intakes, hoses and fittings, you name it. They got nitros. They got any better than that. You know you want it. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop. Yearwood Performance, they're located at 341 Eubank, just south of I-40, and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, across from Costco on the west side. Give them a phone call, 890-9190. That's 505-890-9190. Buy local, save time and money. YearwoodPerformance.com. So, guys, we have a special treat for you guys today. This is a man that needs no introduction, right? 1986 Daytona 500 winner, named one of NASCAR's 50 greatest. In 1998, and he happens to be a driver analyst for theracingexperts.com, and he's a great guest and a great friend of the show here on ESPN Radio. We're going to welcome in this morning Jeff Bodine. Jeff, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Yeah, how am I doing? I'm working hard. I'm over here in Mooresville, North Carolina, the home of NASCAR.
Absolutely.
But I'm not working on NASCAR. I'm working on some bobsleds. Which was kind of crazy building bobsled down here in North Carolina, but that's where we do build them. And right now I'm working on a training sled, and a sled that can be used for Paralympic use for the whole world. You know, I did the Olympic bobsleds a few years back, and our athletes, the American athletes, won gold medals in world championships and a whole bunch of stuff, but we're kind of eased out of that program. They have plenty of equipment, plenty of help now. And 3 years ago, I got involved in this training sled for the world and a Paralympic sled. You know, the Olympic sleds, we let our athletes use them free, but I can't let the world use them free. So this is a kind of a business we started here 3 years ago. And right now I'm preparing 10 training sleds for the Chinese.
Excellent.
You know, back seven more years, the Olympics will be in, Winter Olympics be in China. So they're ramping up, getting athletes prepared and trained. They've never driven bobsleds before, so it's quite interesting being around them. They can't speak English, and it's kind of fun. And last year they used some six of our sleds up in Lake Placid, New York, and they did really well.
Excellent. And for the fans that may not be familiar with the situation, you have been involved with the U.S. Olympics and the bobsled program, the Bodine Bobsled Project, for over 25 years. What got your start in this, and what piqued your interest to get involved with this kind of project?
Well, I mean, the big thing is, sort of like we're seeing in our political elections coming up, let's make America great again. You know, I believe in America. I believe in the USA. Like Donald Trump. Go Trump. Come on, folks, get out there and vote for Trump. We don't need that liar Hillary. There's Clinton's in office anymore. And so, yeah, can you tell I'm a Trump fan?
Just a little.
But, well, and that's what happened with in the Olympics. I found out in 92 that our American athletes were not using American-made bobsleds. Can you believe that? They were having to buy second-rate equipment from the Europeans, their competition. Of course, they weren't getting very good bobsleds. That's why their performance was terrible. And being a proud American, you know, my dad was in World War II. I spent 6 years in the National Guard. I said, this is unacceptable. And because of NASCAR, you know, I could afford to put my money where my mouth was. And we started building bobsleds in 1992. And yeah, we had a great run, with the American bobsled teams. You know, we didn't sell them to those kids. We let them use them free. We built, maintained them for all free. And, it was worth it. They won gold medals. Actually, I have a gold medal ring from Vancouver when our boys run the 4-man gold medal race, which is kind of like winning the Daytona 500. Very proud of our program. Had a lot of help, a lot of people help, a lot of sponsors. Whelan Engineering, who is a big supporter of NASCAR now, and Lucas Oil, Jake's Parts. So that was a good run, but now we're doing this training sled for the whole world. The sport needs it, the world needs it, the athletes, the countries need it. So here I am in Mooresville, North Carolina. Working. It seemed like 24/7, just around the clock to get these sleds ready for the Chinese teams.
Excellent, Jeff Bodine, Sam Smith, alongside Dominic, and we know it's White Knuckle Weekend in Talladega, and I want to take you back to 1997. I was at that race, and it made history—the first race at Talladega, no crashes. No cautions. Now, the rumor is that the drivers had a meeting because, if you remember, the April race was rained out and you had to run it Mother's Day weekend. And the word was is that everybody had the drivers meeting and somebody stepped up and said, we all got to go home to mama. Is that true? Is there any truth to that?
Well, it could be.
Could
I'm going
to
be like Donald Trump again. I'm going to be like Donald Trump. I love Donald Trump. Maybe I'll tell you tomorrow. I'll tell you later if that was true or not. But That was just a rare race. You don't see that anymore. You didn't see it before. There's always at least one big one at Talladega and Daytona when we go there. And it's just the nature of that style of racing, the big pack. One little slip by one driver can cause the big one. And I don't know what happened that day. If it was because we all love our mamas and wanted to go see them or what it was, but pretty rare occurrence at Talladega.
That was the rumor, Jeff, is that somebody stepped up and said, we all got to go home to mama. Now, you've raced at that track so many times, and you've got so many fond memories of that track. For a guy like a Chase Elliott or Brad Keselowski that's got to do something tomorrow to stay in the chase, what would you advise them to do?
Well, yeah, I have fine memories, but I also went to the hospital twice at Talladega. Back when we didn't have restrictor plates, I blew a right front tire going into turn three and bang in the wall, cracked my scapula. That really hurt. And recovered from that. The next year, I blew a tire coming off turn four. And Harry Hyde he was going to call me in to pit that next lap. And I said, gee, Harry, I wish you'd called me in the lap before. But I broke my scapula again, my right scapula. And so I've got some good memories and some tougher memories. But, yeah, I love racing there without restrictor plates. I'm not a fan of restrictor plates. The late Dale Earnhardt wasn't either. Now, even though he won a lot, but he wasn't a fan of it. And the big pack racing is exciting for the race fans. I'm a race fan now, so I watch the races, and I want to see who messes up. Who's that guy that makes that one mistake that causes the big one? And, of course, you never want to see anyone get hurt, and the cars are really safe, so we're not looking for that. But you know there's going to be one, and there might be two. With all the pressure that's on, and like you just mentioned, Chase and some other drivers, they've got to go. They need to win.
Absolutely.
And on that the last lap, or getting down to the last lap, you better pay attention. The network better not go to any commercials because it's going to happen. Somebody's going to push somebody. Somebody's going to think there's room to get in and try to get in front of someone, and that could cause it, or vice versa. Somebody could just make a mistake, and they're all mistakes. They're not on purpose. So I don't ever want people to think guys go out there wrecking everybody on purpose. They're just mistakes. It's just hard racing. It's so close. We deal with inches out there going 190, 200 miles an hour, and sometimes that inch goes away real quick, and all it takes is it doesn't even take an inch, a quarter of an inch, an eighth of an inch, just sometimes it doesn't take anything. It's just air pressure can turn somebody sideways and cause the big one. So it's going to happen. There's no question. Those guys are under a lot of pressure. There's only a few that aren't. So my suggestion is, riding back, just stay out of trouble. You got to see what your car can do. You got to find out how fast it is and if it's handling good and all those things and how you can make a pass. It's kind of like a chess game. The guy that makes the right move at the right time is going to win the race. And that's the one part of the big track racing I enjoyed because you had to outsmart somebody with that move. And unfortunately today, the guys are really smart, and the cars are so closely matched that it's really important to make that right move, but sometimes that right move needs another inch to be right.
Absolutely.
So get ready. Get ready. It's going to be exciting. I'm going to be watching.
Hey, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be 40 cars. Anyone has a chance to win. Jeff, we know you have work to get back to out there in Mooresville. Thanks for taking a few minutes to come join us on the show this morning.
Hey, I love it. I love talking to race fans, to you guys. You have a great program. You had a great website. It's been an interesting season, and you race fans listen, and it's going to get even more interesting here from that here on out.
Absolutely. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this morning, and we'll be back on the other side. Coming up, we'll have Matt Corson live for us from Talladega Super Speedway.
Hi, this is Jeff Bodine. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine is the New Mexico Rods and Rides, with monthly full-color features such as the Business Spotlight, Reader Fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. Pick up a copy at any Napa stores in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Belen, and even Socorro. Contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the Monthly Cover Car has made New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine a local favorite for over 6 years. Pick up the latest copy today.
House of Football is the store where every NFL fan can score. In Albuquerque at Eubank and Candelaria, and also in Rio Rancho on Southern behind Planet Fitness.
You know House of Football offers great customer rewards, free layaway, also tickets to the big game in Houston. But now if you mention ESPN when you shop, you can enter to win a monthly prize there too.
Serving the community with everything NFL since 1984.
Visit either House of Football in Rio Rancho or Albuquerque.
Or go to houseoffootball.com now.
Attention retirees and pre-retirees, if you would like to receive a second opinion on your investment, retirement, and lifetime income plan, call our local Oxford Wealth Advisors firm today. Our firm specializes in working with investors that are 55 years and older. Call Oxford Wealth Advisors to schedule your free initial consultation and take the first steps toward your financial future. 505-891-9800. That's 505-891-9800.
Every Sunday, Sandia Resort and Casino hosts a Sandia Super Tailgate. You can win the NFL Flyaway Trip for Two, including tickets, round-trip airfare, and accommodations. This Sunday, win a trip to beautiful San Diego to watch the Chargers host the Tennessee Titans. That's right, an NFL Flyaway for Two to see the Chargers-Titans game. See you Sunday to watch the games, including the Patriots-Steelers game, and register to win the Flyaway between 2 and 5 p.m. The Sandia Super Tailgate, every Sunday. It's your game. Win it at Sandia Resort and Casino.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 5 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean, quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is Shop Smart, Buy Smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City, 5 years running. Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
Welcome to Marcello's Chop House in the beautiful ABQ Uptown Center. Continually recognized as one of the top steakhouses in Albuquerque, we invite you to dine with us and explore our exciting new menu. We feature great chops, the finest steaks, and beautiful wines, all served by our award-winning waitstaff. Plus, enjoy our great wine bar, unique appetizers, and live music with your family and friends at Albuquerque's premier restaurant, Marcello's Chop House, Albuquerque's favorite local steakhouse.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Driveway, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Dominic Ottagon, Sam Smith here in the driver's seat. So just a quick programming note here this morning. Coming up on the other side of this show, we have FM Sports Saturday, 10 a.m. We're going to have the team high school show, 11 a.m., Henry Kieschel. At 1:30, the Texas A&M versus Alabama game. 6 p.m., we're going to have the Dodgers versus Cubs. And if that goes to Game 7, we will be carrying that here tomorrow night. And tomorrow morning from 8 to 10, the Caliber Sportsman Show. At 11 a.m., we're going to have the Oakland Raiders at the Jacksonville Jaguars. And at 2 p.m., the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the San Francisco 49ers.
Dominic, you know if there's a Game 7 tomorrow night in Wrigleyville, that city will be on edge. If you thought the collapse with Steve Bartman was bad, if they lose tonight, there will be tails tightening up in Chicagoland. So I know this is Dodger country. I'm with Harry Carey, a Bud man and a Cub man. So we don't want to see a Game 7 tomorrow night.
All right. Yeah. Either way, it'll be huge.
Huge.
But we got to go out now to live from Talladega, Alabama at Talladega Super Speedway. We have the RacingExperts.com photojournalist Daniel Corson on the line with us. Daniel, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome, Dominic. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. It's nice and sunny here in Rio Rancho, New Mexico. But the more important question is, how's the weather like right now in Talladega?
Hey, it seems like it's the same over here down in Sweet Home, Alabama. Right now, it's in the mid-50s right now. It's a little cool and breezy. We're expecting it to warm up here, 71, not a cloud in sight. And then even better for tomorrow, 80 degrees, sunny. It's beautiful weather for racing.
Excellent. We love to hear that, especially hearing through some of the summer months. Races were getting pushed back, delayed because of rain issues. Glad that will not be an issue this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing that's interesting here though this weekend is that the county has issued a fire ban due to a drought. So I'm sitting here driving into this racetrack seeing the cloud of smoke coming up from Talladega Super Speedway. That's not the case this weekend here with how dry it is here.
Oh, and I'm sure the fans are very disappointed because those fans out of Talladega, especially the ones who camp out, that's tradition, right? You barbecue, you grill out, you have a good time with your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I walked through the campgrounds earlier. There's some people, they brought some electric heaters and stuff like that. It actually got down to the mid-40s last night, so it was a little chilly here, but we're expecting it to warm up and have great weather for racing. So
that is awesome to hear. And now being on the media side this weekend and being in the media center, being there at Talladega Super Speedway, what's the buzz been like, especially hearing the rumors with Greg Biffle and JTG Doherty Racing? What's your take on that? What have you heard?
Yeah, so one of the interesting things that yesterday, Carl Edwards was in the media center. He said that he is going to join Twitter if he wins the championship. And now lots of the media got so excited about that, it seems like. Carl was very confused. He didn't even know what hashtags or anything like that. So it's very, very interesting thing. Another interesting thing from the media center this morning, Geico sponsorship of the Geico 500 at Talladega will run through 2019. So that's a great deal for Talladega Super Speedway, International Speedway Corporation, and Geico to keep that promotion going on.
Daniel, CM Smith joining Dominic here. Hellman's picked up this race, the Alabama 500, as a sponsor earlier this week. Any word as to whether Hellman's will continue that sponsorship moving forward?
I actually have not heard anything about that. Now, I'm very interested to see how those relationship between Hellman's and Talladega Super Speedway works this weekend, but I have not heard anything about how that sponsorship will continue.
Excellent. All right, and Daniel, as we shift gears here and just a few minutes left here, we want to get your thoughts. Okay, Talladega this weekend, who do you like to win the pole today for the Cup Series, and who do you have to win the truck race today and the Cup race tomorrow?
Yeah, so today for the truck race, I'm watching Daniel Hemric and John Hunter Nemechek. They're 15 points outside the cutoff for the chase. Look for them to be going up for the front. As far as the Cup side, I'm watching Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, Denny Hamlin, all of them. They are outside looking in, and it would be huge or make or break for them, especially Chase Elliott. The way he has been running this year has been awesome, very talented, and it's very promising. And if he does get eliminated tomorrow, I wouldn't call this season a failure with the way he's been running. It's going to be a win in my books.
Perhaps one of the most impressive rookie campaigns this season. All right, Daniel, we know you have work to get back to. We thank you for taking a few minutes to join us live from Talladega Super Speedway.
Oh, my pleasure, Dominic. It's always great talking to you.
I appreciate it, Daniel. And as we come back here in the studio, producers are telling us, Sam, right? Green, white, checker. We've got to get final thoughts in here. So one thing I definitely wanted to bring up, look at Carl Edwards, Kurt Busch, and Casey Kane, drivers who have been very successful, in my opinion, at the Cup level. All three of them have one common denominator. They've never won a restrictor plate race. Which one of those three could get it done this weekend?
I don't think any of them get it done. I don't think any of them get it done. I mean, Edwards in particular has been snake bit by Talladega Super Speedway. I think the jinx continues. The guy I'm watching is Martin Truex Jr. because he's a consistent guy. He's a patient driver, And as Jeff Bodine said a few minutes ago, you better be patient with this race because you know it's coming. You don't want to get caught up in the wash. I think Truex finds a way to keep his dream alive of winning the Cup Championship in 2016. He will win the race. I predict he takes the checkered.
All right, white flag here, and you're right. 6 inches away, he was the Daytona 500 champion this year. Personally, looking at some of the stats and looking back at some of the drivers, it's hard to believe and it's hard to fathom that Penske will not advance out of the round of eight. So I'm picking Brad Keselowski to win. He won this race in 2014, knows how to get it done at the restricted plate races in a must-win situation.
Deja vu for Brad. I don't think he wins the race. I do think he finds a way to do enough to stay among the final eight because he does drive well on the restrictor plate tracks.
Absolutely. And as we wrap up our final thoughts here, what can we expect at Talladega this weekend?
White knuckle weekend. They call it white knuckle for a reason. I mean, we've talked about it. The first thing I said, you know the wreck is coming. Jeff Bodine, a veteran, said, you know the wreck is coming. It's just, will it come in lap 10? Well, would it come in lap 100? You know it's coming, and you know it's going to ruin somebody's chances at a Sprint Cup championship.
You're absolutely right. And, that, folks, that'll do it. That's the checkered flag. That's another edition of the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Thanks for joining us. You can catch us Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Eastern. For Sam Smith, for Ryan Reed, Jeff Bodine, Daniel Corson, I'm Dominic Ottagon. Thanks for joining us, guys. And we'll have David back in the driver's seat next week to talk about Austin.
I just want to use your love tonight.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
Hi, this is Vin Scully. You're listening to Albuquerque's Home for the Dodgers, ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
KQTM-FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque.